2020学年奉贤区质量调研九年级英语听力部分马上就要开始了，现在开始试音。试音到此结束，听力部分现在开始。 1. Listening Comprehension A. Listen and choose the right picture. 根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片，每个句子念两遍。 Number 1. We can order our meals with the help of apps on the smartphones.
We can order our meals with the help of apps on the smartphones.
Number 2. We can prevent our eyesight from getting worse by doing eye exercises twice a day.
We can prevent our eyesight from getting worse by doing eye exercises twice a day.
Number 3.Cycling is good for our health, so I go to school by bicycle every day.
Cycling is good for our health, so I go to school by bicycle every day.
Number 4. Junior high school students should get at least 9 hours of sleep at night, according to the Ministry of Education.
Junior high school students should get at least 9 hours of sleep at night, according to the Ministry of Education.
Number 5. Pair work in class gives us chances to share opinions with each other.
Pair work in class gives us chances to share opinions with each other.
B.Listen to the dialogues and choose the best answer to the question you hear. 根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。每个对话念两遍。
Number 6. What kind of books do you like best?
I used to be interested in children's story books and cartoon books, but now I prefer detective stories.
Question. What kind of books does the girl like reading now?
What kind of books do you like best?
I used to be interested in children's story books and cartoon books, but now I prefer detective stories.
Question. What kind of books does the girl like reading now?
Number 7. Have you heard the weather forecast for tomorrow?
Yes, it will keep raining tomorrow. Then it will clear up on Friday.
Question. What's the weather like today?
Have you heard the weather forecast for tomorrow?
Yes, it will keep raining tomorrow. Then it will clear up on Friday.
Question. What's the weather like today?
Number 8. How nice these tomatoes are. The vegetables are both fresh and cheap. Get some in the basket, Lily.
Okay, Dad.I want a bottle of orange juice.
Take one from the shelf.
We've got enough, I think. Let's go to the checkout.
Question. Where does the dialogue most probably take place? How nice these tomatoes are. The vegetables are both fresh and cheap. Get some in the basket, Lily.
Okay, Dad. I want a bottle of orange juice.
Take one from the shelf.
We've got enough, I think. Let's go to the checkout.
Question. Where does the dialogue most probably take place? Number 9. Do you do housework at home, May?
Housework? Don't you think it's the job of parents, Tony?
Well, in my home, it's the job of the whole family. Question. What does Tony mean? Do you do housework at home, May?
Housework? Don't you think it's the job of parents, Tony?
Well, in my home, it's the job of the whole family. Question. What does Tony mean?
Number 10. What's wrong? You look upset.
I always lose my way because I'm not used to the bus system here.
Why not take the underground? It is clean and convenient. Question. What is the woman's problem? What's wrong? You look upset.
I always lose my way because I'm not used to the bus system here.
Why not take the underground? It is clean and convenient. Question. What is the woman's problem?
C. Listen to the dialogue and tell whether the following statements are true or false. 判断下列句子是否符合你所听到的对话内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。对话念两遍。
How are things going, Scott?
Well, Kitty, I was feeling great on Saturday, but I started to feel sick on Sunday afternoon. I thought I'd get better, but I feel worse than before.And I'm really worried because I'm going to have an interview on Friday. I have to be better by then.
What's wrong with you?
Well, the doctor said it was just a bad cold. He gave me some medicine. I took it 3 times a day after meals, but it didn't seem to be helpful. He also asked me to stay in bed for 2 days. But you know, I'm so busy these days.
Listen, Scott.Forget it. I will help you get rid of the bad cold. You see, my mom is good at traditional Chinese medicine. She thinks it will be very helpful to you. I will give you some.
Oh, really?
Come on, have a try. You just take some Chinese medicine 4 times a day. Believe me, you will be all right soon.
Great. So I think I won't miss the interview on Friday.Shall we meet at the gate of your housing estate at 8:30? Don't forget the medicine. See you later.
See you. How are things going, Scott?
Well, Kitty, I was feeling great on Saturday, but I started to feel sick on Sunday afternoon. I thought I'd get better, but I feel worse than before.And I'm really worried because I'm going to have an interview on Friday. I have to be better by then.
What's wrong with you?
Well, the doctor said it was just a bad cold. He gave me some medicine. I took it 3 times a day after meals, but it didn't seem to be helpful. He also asked me to stay in bed for 2 days. But you know, I'm so busy these days.
Listen, Scott.Forget it. I will help you get rid of the bad cold. You see, my mom is good at traditional Chinese medicine. She thinks it will be very helpful to you. I will give you some.
Oh, really?
Come on, have a try. You just take some Chinese medicine 4 times a day. Believe me, you will be all right soon.
Great. So I think I won't miss the interview on Friday.Shall we meet at the gate of your housing estate at 8:30? Don't forget the medicine. See you later.
See you.
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences. 听短文，用听到的单词完成下列句子，每空格限填一词，短文念两遍。
Do you remember what you had for breakfast last year on this day? Can you recall the names of your classmates in kindergarten? If not, why did you forget these things? First of all, The biggest reason is that during our daily lives, we focus on understanding the world, not remembering it. For example, we go to a baseball game not to remember it, but to enjoy it. We do remember some details of the game, but they are only a byproduct of this experience. Second, forgetting helps us to get through hard times. After something sad has happened in our lives, most of us find that time helps to ease the pain. The bad memories will slowly fade away. Forgetting protects us from the dark times of our past. Third, forgetting is good for memory. You wouldn't like to fill your brain with useless things, such as an old password you no longer use. People forget unimportant information in order to better remember important details. Don't be sad if you forget a lot. Forgetting is just part of having a healthy memory. It can help you to experience the world more fully.
Do you remember what you had for breakfast last year on this day? Can you recall the names of all your classmates in kindergarten? If not, why did you forget these things? First of all, the biggest reason is that during our daily lives, we focus on understanding the world, not remembering it. For example, we go to a baseball game not to remember it, but to enjoy it. We do remember some details of the game, but they are only a byproduct of this experience. Second, forgetting helps us to get through hard times. After something sad has happened in our lives, most of us find that time helps to ease the pain. The bad memories will slowly fade away. Forgetting protects us from the dark times of our past. Third, forgetting is good for memory. You wouldn't like to fill your brain with useless things, such as an old password you no longer use. People forget unimportant information in order to better remember important details. Don't be sad if you forget a lot. Forgetting is just a part of having a healthy memory. It can help you to experience the world more fully.
听力部分到此结束，请同学们继续答题。